You helped write the grant, I think.
Right. There was a group of us that got together, I think it was in April, and superintendent came and contacted us and said, hey, we have about 3 weeks to write a grant. Are you on board? So Dino Brock, myself, Stacy Dahl, Rick Dormer, Erica Klute-Painter, Karen Quitzlin, Carly Wells, and Dr. Thomason helped put the grant together. And by the end of it, we had to take a deep breath and say, whew.
And that's a lot of money that you can use in a year's time. And what can it go toward? And what kind of things did you write into that grant application?
Well, one of the stipulations of the grant was to have an overall grant coordinator, as well as somebody above that would be the grant administrator. And I believe Erica has been selected to be the grant administrator, and I was selected to be the grant coordinator. So that's one of the things, 0.75 position for that. So I'll still be able to teach a little bit. I didn't want to leave the classroom completely. And we're looking at other kinds of programs that we can implement, trying to just bring everything together that the district has been doing well, and as well as look at training opportunities.
So you will be spending a lot of your time then focusing on these new activities or offerings in the district? Or
yeah, the grant itself, I mean, I think this first year is going to be a huge learning curve. There are some different assessments that we need to do. One is called the PCAT. Another's a HECAT, looking at the PE and health, what we are currently doing with our curriculum in the district, as well as looking at the youth risk behavior survey that the district has done in the past, as well as getting some other data collected so that we can say over the course of the 4 year of the grant, where have we improved? What are new programs that we've implemented? Where have we made changes for the betterment of our school, the kids in our school, as well as the community?
You mentioned it's potentially 4 years. Do we get graded after the end of the first year to see if we get more money? Or
I think it's just making sure the state has the money to keep funding the program is the way I'm, you know, reading through the documents. But I'm pretty hopeful that if the, you know, the initial grant writing proposal was for 4 years.
Yeah. What kind of things do you envision this could lead to in the district? Or
well, I think we can look at different programs for kids after school that might not want to take that jump into doing a varsity sport or a real competitive sport, but providing activities to get them moving, whether it's just, you know, let's get together and walk around the track behind the elementary school that's there, or what can we do within, you know, in the winter months to get kids out and moving a little bit more in a non-competitive way, as well as looking at what are we doing with our nutrition program through the school lunches, and what can we do to maybe bring some more fresh seafood into our lunch program, and how can we get some better offerings of snacks, healthy snacks in the middle school and high school. It's going great in the elementary school. Carly Wells has done a phenomenal job and with everything.
Yeah, this is K through 12 targeted, I guess.
Yeah, it's a K through 12 grant, so we'll be working. I'll have to work with all three buildings and attend meetings monthly in each building, try to look at, okay, what do we need to do to provide for the needs of the different buildings?
Yeah, what else should we highlight about this?
We need to say thank you to some organizations in the community that helped to write letters of support. One would be Donnie Hayes through Parks and Rec, Heidi Cabral through Partners in Education, Susan Omer down at Petersburg Mental Health, Bruce Jones with Petersburg Indian Association, and Elizabeth Woodyard from Petersburg Medical Center. So we're trying to look at, you know, it's definitely a community effort here based out of the schools to try to decrease obesity rates in our school.
What's the first thing you do in the new school year as you get this going?
I believe I have a staff presentation on the 30th of August to get ready, just kind of look at our outline of our goals, what do we have to accomplish by the end of the year, and look at the short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals that we wrote out for the grant and kind of wrap my head around all those and say, okay, prioritize.
And I guess you'll probably be giving updates throughout the year and as you look at those benchmarks.
Yeah, and quarterly reports to the state as far as what we've done, how we're spending the money, and looking at some training opportunities in September and at the end of October.
Okay, cool. This isn't the first thing the school district has done for obesity. I mean, as you mentioned, the food program has been worked on a lot. There's been a lot of work on PE and getting kids active. Where do you see this fitting in overall? I mean, this is just probably kickstarts the effort maybe, or gets it geared up even further maybe.
Yeah, I think as a district, we're doing a wonderful job trying to provide lots of opportunities for kids to, you know, talking about nutrition, making healthy choices, as well as providing activities for them to participate in the middle school, making the jump forward with the middle school run club and track in the springtime, offering some more activities for kids. I really look at it as just taking what we've been doing really well and continuing on that path so we can sustain it for many years to come.